the winner of the Recruit 2016 is...
And with that, a young man's life changed. Matt Eagles was crowned the winner of the Recruit for Series 2. And Matt's on the line now. Good morning, mate. Thank you for joining us in the program and congratulations.
No worries, guys. Thank you very much. Good morning.
Tell us what you're thinking when you're standing up on stage and Fitzy's got the envelope and there's
taking forever.
Yeah, there's that dramatic pause where you're like, come on, Fitzy, just tell us. What were you thinking?
Nah, mate, my heart was pounding up there. Yeah, I was happy to stand up there with Daniel and, I can't get over how heart-racing it was, so, yeah.
What have you learnt from the experience of being on the Recruit? It must be very different, the fact that the whole thing is televised.
Yeah, standing in front of the cameras for half a day wasn't fun, but, yeah, being proactive outside of the 2 hours that we're playing was probably the biggest thing I picked up and really working on developing yourself. So,
And how much of a role did Mick Malthouse play? Like, how often are you in front of him and how often does he get to see you out there and help you with your skills?
Yeah, Mick caught up with us a fair bit in the house, and obviously every time we played, he was there for the game. And, he had a massive impact on my game, and hanging out with me, a really genuine bloke, so I really got along with him, and yeah, he helped me a lot in the house. So,
and do you think it's a relationship that you will keep in touch with him?
Yeah, definitely. Mick out of everyone, I think, really impacted me the most on the Recruit. So,
Matt, when you talk about the decision that you have to make, so it's one thing to win it, but then pretty much straight after that, you need to think about where you're going to go next. Now, Collingwood was super keen to get your services, but you're a Brisbane boy. Was it pretty much a no-brainer that you wanted to stay in Brisbane and play for the Lions?
Me and my partner, we were packed up ready to move interstate anywhere. I think at the time now, I think Brisbane would be perfect for me to fit in and slip right in to a level playing field with all the young developing side. So, I had a chat with Mick backstage and it all looked good from there. So, yeah, we picked Brisbane straight away.
Now, you talk about Mick and you talk about him lovingly, but it wasn't always that way. I want to take you back to the Tiwi Islands where you caught one of the most ferocious sprays in the history of Mick Malthouse's coaching career, where he asked you, quote unquote, do you want to be here? Was it a bit of a turning point for you in the series, do you think?
Yeah, Shiloh and I copped a bit of a spray up in Tiwi Island.
It's one way to call it, yeah.
Well, yeah, at least I can say now I've had the pleasure of, copping a spray from the great Mick. But, it was a big eye-opener for me when that happened. And, I changed my ways after that and picked it up a bit. So it was a good kick up the arse, but I think it helped me, so...
Now, each episode, you had to do some kind of challenge. What was the hardest challenge that you had to go through?
Hardest challenge would have been down in Hobart. We flew down the Gordon Dam Wall and had to race back up the stairs. So I kind of wish we could do it again just so we could soak up the scenery. It's quite beautiful down there. But, that was pretty tough for us, I think. Yeah, jumping down a 140-metre wall.
After that episode, we actually had Justin on and he explained to us the embarrassment for him to having tears rolling down his face.
Yeah, that poor bugger.
Now, what did you learn about the locker room part where you actually had to rate your mate? Have you ever done anything like that before?
Not as such. I mean, working with Lee was great. We all worked on our constructive criticism and, developing ourselves. We sort of had to get that honest feedback from each other, so that was really good.
And now you're heading up to Brisbane. Who do you want as coach?
I think they'll be working it out next week. I have no idea. So, me, honestly, I'll be happy with anyone. So, Yeah, no idea what's going to happen, but yeah, really looking forward to working with whoever it is.
We'll take the opportunity, Matt. As I said, your life has now changed. You are a fully fledged AFL player next year for the Brisbane Lions. It sounds pretty cool when you say it like that, doesn't it? And
yeah, it hasn't really sunk in yet, but yeah, can't wait.
Well, can't wait to see you out there. Get your hands dirty. We'd love to see you run around in the NAB Challenge, and hopefully that leads to a spot at some point in 2017. But congratulations, and thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Bianca. Thanks, Jack.